Amid its constant stream of executive orders, the Trump administration signed one on Tuesday that expands his power over independent agencies. Independent agencies, well, like the name suggests, those agencies have long had some freedom from a president's whims. Trump wants to change that. This is part of a string of actions aimed at expanding presidential power. NPR White House correspondent Daniel Kurtzleben here is here to explain. Daniel, hi.
Hey, Mary Louise.
Hey. Okay, so explain, and I guess start with just, because it might not be immediately clear, why this is important. Why is it?
Right. Well, let me start with some super basics. In the executive branch, there are two broad types of agencies. There are executive agencies, and that includes departments everyone knows, the Department of Defense, Department of Justice. Uh-huh. And then there are these independent agencies. Those have been set up by Congress with some insulation from presidential power. Now, these are often agencies that have some sort of specialized knowledge for creating regulations. Think of the SEC really understanding the stock market, for example. But also, there's often, at these agencies, a board or commission leading them, and the members have staggered terms. And a result of that is there's stability across presidential administrations for what rules they make, for example. So those agencies include things like the Consumer Product Safety Commission, which puts out those recalls on unsafe products. There's the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, the FDIC, which insures bank deposits. Now, one big way these agencies are independent is that the Supreme Court has said the president can't fire their heads for political reasons. And also, these agencies haven't had to run their rulemaking by the White House. But that is where this order comes in.
Aha. Okay. So what does this order do?
Well, it says these agencies now do have to run new regulations by the White House. And in addition, it says these agencies now need to have White House liaisons and also check in to make sure that what they're doing aligns with White House policy. And central to all of this is the Office of Management and Budget, whose director is Russell Vogt. He has been a big proponent of giving the president this kind of power. And relatedly, Project 2025, a conservative blueprint for remaking the government, also advocates for presidents claiming this power.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around what this actually is. Like, give me an example of what this could look like in practice.
Sure. So here's one hypothetical, and it is, I want to stress, this is a hypothetical. But let's say the SEC wants to, say, impose a new rule on cryptocurrency. They would now have to run it by the White House. Now, that's a big deal in and of itself. They haven't had to do that. But now, imagine, for example, that the president has a cryptocurrency, as Trump does. So this sets up the White House, first of all, to have a say in some really important areas like finance, but it also could raise legal and ethical questions as its effects play out. But also, I want to add something else. As one legal expert told me, if this executive order were to become the norm, it could create legal or regulatory whiplash, with rules potentially changing with any new administration.
And I mentioned, Danielle, we are watching Trump use this second term in the White House to test and expand presidential powers. How does this fit in?
Well, it goes hand in hand with the fact that he has fired top people at some of these agencies, like the National Labor Relations Board. And like I said earlier, the Supreme Court a long time ago said the president has limited powers in getting rid of those heads. Uh-huh. Well, some of those people have filed suit saying our firings were illegal. So this really sets up yet more clashes between those agencies and the presidency.
And NPR White House correspondent Daniel Kurtzleben, thanks.
Thank you so much.